Hey, I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic. I got a chance to speak with Blake Cameron James and Jurnee Smollett from the movie We Grown Now. It is currently playing at the Gene Siskel Film Center through May the 2nd. Here's an excerpt from my interview.
I want to say firstly, just thank you to all of you guys for this film. It showed here in Chicago at the International Film Festival. And I just thought that the authenticity of it was absolutely beautiful. So thank you for your performances on that. Blake, this movie seemed to have a lot of hope despite all the trials and tribulations. I'd like for you to speak to that. And then for you, Jurnee, what was it about your character that moved you to display the love that you showed throughout the film?
Yes, sir. You said this movie is about hope, which Malik, he's very ambitious. And he never wants to be content. He is not a content person. He always wants better for himself. That's why in the movie, you know, you'll see he wants to be in a bigger place or whatever. I'm not gonna spoil it, but you know what I'm saying? He just, oh, that's a good word. That's a good word. I agree.
I think for me, one of the earliest things our incredible writer director Minhall said to me was, it's a film about memory and migration, and it's about being rooted only until you're rootless again. And I am the daughter of a single Black woman, you know, growing up one of six kids. And I think I drew so much inspiration from my mother, from the stories my mother told me about my grandmother, who was also a single Black woman. She was in the South, New Orleans and Texas. And, you know, like what we do to survive and just how fiercely we love our babies. You know, I now am a mom myself. And while I sit in a place of privilege, it is a very interesting thing raising Black boys in America, and the fierce mama bear spirit that comes out of you when you are trying to bring them up and rear them in this world and protect their joy and protect their light and protect their love and shield them from all the obstacles that are coming their way. And so I think for me, Dolores, this is the woman I know. These are the women that I grew up around. And it was such a wonderful opportunity to be able to embody that. And yeah, you know, pay tribute to that spirit that is indomitable. That spirit that is like, okay, I gotta wash the dishes. I gotta raise the pig. Like, bring home the bacon and then fry it, okay? And I think what our filmmaker did so well was just not make it heavy-handed. And I think, you know, for me, that's what I'm just drawn to in filmmaking. I'm drawn to, you know, you being able to walk away and tell us exactly what you felt and what you saw and what you appreciate about the film without us having to go and spoon feed it to you and beat you over the head with it. So yeah, I mean, I think I love the film so much. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for seeing it and appreciating the intention behind it.
Thank you both for the answer. I appreciate it.
You can check out more interviews at reggieponder.com. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic. That's REEL. And thank you for listening.